Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six on the play clock. Allen making a check. Four. Three on the play clock. Here's the snap. Allen going to fake it and run it himself. And he outflanks the defensive end, and he's got the first down. 1:38 left, and Josh is feeling it.
Josh Allen with what we'll call the play of the game, icing it for the Bills on that scramble that he called his own number. He said they called their best pass play, and then he ran it, which you take that as far as you want to. We called our best pass play, and then I ran it. Josh Allen running. Usually works. Good morning. It's Victory Tuesday. Jeremy White with you. Sneaky Joe's off today. He was at this game yesterday. Crazy game. Every dumb thing that could have happened, happened. We got a doink, two doinks, and both doinks went out and didn't go in because they could have. I mean, the Bills probably could have lost this game. It would have felt like a very stupid loss. I don't know how if the Jets feel like they let one get away or they let one that was getting away from the Bills get away from them. But the Jets are, and the defense, after 5 weeks, had some really impressive numbers. And I don't think they had too good of a game against the Bills. I mean, they ran the ball effectively, the Bills did. And Josh Allen was efficient, did the job, got breakdowns, and did what he had to do. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. So, get more calls in. Sales coming up top of the hour. Arrow ups, arrow downs, all that good stuff. David in Cleveland is next up. Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. People have already sort of touched on a lot of the issues I was going to call in about the receiver training, but I think you started to talk about it, a question regarding the Bills' run defense and sort of raising questions as to what that could mean going forward. And One of the reasons I'm concerned about it is because the way the Bills are built. The old Bills in the 2020-21 season, explosive plays, score a touchdown in 60 seconds. So you didn't really care if the other team was gouging you for big runs. But the way the Bills are built now, their defense is structured. They're giving up big runs, and they're allowing teams that are even lesser to them
stay
in the game. And The Bills can't counter that with their counterpunch of Josh heaving the ball down 60 yards and scoring a touchdown is not there anymore. But I think Brandon Bean and McDermott have to ask themselves at this point of the season, who do we want to be? If we want to be that slug-it-out team, then we got really major concerns on the run defense. If we want to step it up, take it up a notch and try to get Josh the explosive play down the field, then we're not as worried about the defense. Just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, David, I couldn't agree with you more. You made exactly a point that I've got written down to bring up today, which is seemingly every year we get a little bit of, the Bills aren't great at stopping the run, and I just never care because they're going to go out and score 35. It doesn't matter. You can make a team one-dimensional by scoring points. And they've done that this year. They did that to Jacksonville. They did that to Miami. You go out and you score your points, they're going to stop running it. And the way this offense operates now, I think it's different. This offense is still good because it's quarterbacked by Josh Allen. But it's not as, I don't think, terrifying as it has been in its peak form. And that keeps teams in games. And when teams are in games, when it's close, they're going to be multidimensional. You are no longer making them only a pass team. You make a team one-dimensional with how you can score your points. And I tend to agree. So what do you want to do here? Do you want to not worry about the run defense that much because you're going to get Ed Oliver back and you're just going to find your way through it? Or do you go out and get somebody to help that situation? Do you add a weapon and say the best way to stop teams from running on us is to make it feel like they can't run because they've got to keep up with us? And the Bills offense, you know, it's good. I'm sure we'll see lots of numbers. They do what they've done in the last couple of years, maybe the last 2 years, which is run up the score on a couple teams and then win some close games. And it ends up looking like, you know, your point differential. The Bills are a plus 39. That's pretty good. It's not the best in the league, but they've scored 165 points. The Ravens have more. That's it in the AFC. That's it. The Commanders have more. And that's it. The scoring offense, they're third. But I'm with you. I still tend to agree. I think the way that they are built currently, they're more likely to be in close games than years past. And that means chaos. That means, holy cow, you almost lost to the Jets. That means that Houston felt like a game you could have stolen. I think that they're going to play a lot of close games this year. And your take on the run defense, I would just line right up behind it. One of the ways to combat that is to be better offensively, again, even though they're third in scoring. So it's kind of a tough bar to shoot for, but I'm with you. Mark in Lancaster. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How you doing? Love your show.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
A win is a win, and I get all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All that, but McDermott's decision making is horrible. The end of the half totally took the momentum out of that game. That game wasn't as close as the score indicates. We're talking 20-10 at half with the ball. Granted, we missed the field goal, but like you just mentioned, that game turns into a one-dimensional where we can pin our ears back. And I really believe that Rodgers would have threw more picks, and that game would have been as close as it was if he goes to his basic defense. Why you rush two people is beyond me. Even Rodgers made a comment that he was surprised that the Bills rushed two. You think we would have learned from the 13 seconds.
Yep.
And he says in his post-game interviews, oh, we'll learn from this. He hasn't learned anything. We did it last week. We did it again. And this team is winning despite our coaching, and it's going to come and nip us again. You know, you talk about accountability with players. There's got to be accountability at the coaching staff. This team is winning, and this coaching staff is kind of putting us in bad situations with their decision-making.
Yep. You know, thanks, Mark. Bill Belichick, I was just listening to the Manning cast. I'll have to go back and watch the Manning cast because I'm getting, you know, you get Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Bill Belichick reacting in real time to all these things. And on the Hail Mary, Belichick says a couple things. And he doesn't exactly go all in on McDermott. I wouldn't say anything like that. He does say, as the play is being looked at and the first replay goes through, Belichick says, you know, Buffalo's had some trouble with closing out and plays like this. To which, if you're a Bills fan, you say, like, mm-hmm. And then he points out how it's a tough situation. It's a tough spot for the defense because if you blitz, then they throw the quick out, and they're in field goal range. Well, on a windy night like that, maybe you take your chances with a field goal. But I think the bigger point is, to what you're talking about, Mark, is there's always a reason. They could have done something else. Fine. Plan for all of it. You called a timeout. There's always a timeout. There's always a chance to discuss it. Which, first off, I mean, that might be a pet peeve for many of you out there. But you're always talking about it and then still not prepared or still not executing properly. And that's frustrating because in close games like this, granted, this is the end of the half. The Bills are not going to use that timeout. What if this is the end of a game where it's fourth and whatever, and you might want a timeout for your offense on the other side? You're always using these timeouts defensively for an extra look, and it is frequently not helping. Sometimes it's working against you. So there's always an excuse. There's always a reason. Well, the quick out could have been a field goal. Okay. Could have been a how long field goal? A 50-yard field goal? I got to be afraid of a 50-yard field goal? I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. It just seems like that should be a bread and butter, easy defensive play. And they make plays like that. Just like, whatever, I'll say it. Closing out 13 seconds on the road in the playoff game should be easy. It should not be, they could have done this. It should just be something you can do. And not giving up a Hail Mary is supposed to be easy. And they make it hard. Call a timeout and still give it up to not Malik Nabers, not Justin Jefferson, to Alan Lazard. It's rough. It's pretty rough. That said, hey, good win. The defense gave up 3 points in the second half. Without that Hail Mary, they give up what? A touchdown early, and then it's a cruise. And raise your hand if you feel like that is a new experience, or at least a new reality. You're ready for that. When a team goes down the field on the Bills early, and whether it's a touchdown or a field goal, how many of you are watching the game saying, this is actually kind of what happens. Sometimes a team will script their first drive, do well, the Bills take a look at that, and then they lock things down. That happens all the time. I no longer get all that worried about an early drive that has success. It does not mean that team's going to have success all day. McDermott, Bobby Babich, to their credit, whether it's making adjustments or finding their rhythm, early success against the Bills and then lock down. That's what happened against Houston also. They shut them down in the second half. Nico Collins' injury might be a factor there, but still. So 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Belichick didn't go after him all the way. He did say, I'd call some sort of coverage that offers this and this. 803-0550. It is Buffalo Bills Victory Tuesday. Nice win for the Bills. Up next, Tennessee. They are the biggest favorite on the board. Sunday, 1 o'clock. 8.5-point favorites. Sal, top of the hour. More of your phone calls. 803-0550 on WGR.
Allen takes the snap, back to pass, looking left, has time, now has to roll out of the pocket, flags fly in the secondary, might be holding, Allen heaves it down the field, where he's got Ray Davis, who comes up with the catch at midfield. Holy mackerel, Ray Davis, the rookie, with an acrobatic play into Jets territory.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.